This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Sean O'Keefe, an award-winning professor, respected researcher, and sought-after speaker on creating social capital, career readiness, internships, and jobs. He is the founder and chief impact officer of Career Launch, a social enterprise that partners with colleges and career programs to equitably scale students' ability to create professional relationships and launch effective job or internship searches in the hidden job market. His new book is Launch Your Career, How Any Student Can Create Relationships with Professionals and Land the Jobs and Internships They Want. And Mr. O'Keefe, thanks for joining us here today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for coming out. So you took a $200,000 pay cut, I understand, to become a professor. Why in the world did you do that?
Yes. My life was changed as a college student, and I felt like I needed to pay that forward. So out of high school, I went to community college. I transferred to a public university. And when I was at that public university, I had a professor helped me zig when others zag when it came to getting an internship in a really competitive industry. I did not have the best grades, and I didn't have any connections through family or friends in the industry and job functions that I was interested in getting into. But I had this professor during office hours tell me that, hey, you can level the playing field with the students that do have connections through their family, or the students who do have straight A's that are, you know, more likely to be sought after, or I also wasn't a president or a vice president of any student organizations. I didn't have leadership positions of any nature. So he said, one of the great equalizers is to go out and create relationships with people at the organizations you'd like to intern with and hopefully after graduation work for. I said, that makes sense. It's also very scary. I don't know about this reaching out to people I've never met thing. And he said, what do you have to lose? And I thought to myself, good point. And so I embarked on this journey where I made a list of people that I thought would be strategically helpful to me, realizing that CEOs and CFOs and executive directors possibly might take a meeting, but they also aren't the people that are higher interns. Or entry-level, people out of college, and 23-year-olds and 24-year-olds who are in their first job, they're probably also not the people that are going to be able to have the authority to hire interns or entry-level employees. So that like mid-level management type of positions that I focused on reaching out to, and after doing so over the course of 2 months, strategically, there's 30 different people landed three internships over the course of a year, but the first one happened after 2 months worth of outreach. And two of those three internships were in the hidden job market, meaning they were never posted online. And so one of the points we make in the book is that reiterate the statistic that has been well-researched and documented for the last 30 years, 80% of all jobs and internships are found in through relationships. They're never posted online, only 20%. So if you take LinkedIn and Indeed and CareerBuilder.com and all these job sites, you add them all up, that's only 20%. And so when I heard that statistic, I was like, okay, well, I need to get going on, creating relationships to access the other 80%.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that on a personal level, and that certainly helps us understand where you're coming from. Now, how did the Career Launch Social Enterprise get started? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so because of that experience of landing those three internships and then full-time job in this really competitive industry, I spent 7 years in that industry and realized probably 2 to 3 years in that even though it was my dream job during college, dreams change and priorities change. And I got into the industry and I was like, oh, this isn't as dreamy as I thought it would be. And so I wanted to shift gears. I went back to school to get my MBA. And during business school, I had a conversation with the dean, and I was telling him how grateful I was to receive this coaching from a professor that changed my life and opened doors to have a dream job after graduation. But then my dream changed, and one of these days I'd like to pay it forward. Well, he asked me later in that conversation if I'd like to teach as an adjunct, and I was 27 at the time. I hadn't finished my MBA yet, and I felt very insecure as a 3.0 student from a public university about my ability to teach at a prestigious, private school in Silicon Valley. And he said, well, you have subject matter expertise, and you'll have to finish your MBA first. And so I did. I started teaching in 2010 as an adjunct. I had a full-time job during the day in a different industry at that time. And the class that I was teaching was getting such great results. The woman who runs our first gen program at our university said, will you design and teach a class for that? I said, sure. That went very well. And after 2 years of teaching that class, she said, Sean, you need to figure out a way to bring this to the world. So at our university, we have an entrepreneurship program that is an accelerator for very early stage organizations. And so we're a social enterprise. And but we got our start by being a part of this entrepreneurship accelerator at Santa Clara University. And that's from there, we really were able to start scaling to serve other universities and colleges throughout the country.
I'd say that's quite a journey and a bit of experience. Incredible right there. Now, tell us, what is the mission and goals of Career Launch? Share some of the details there.
We want to help students and teach students through our partnerships how to reach out to professionals and create relationships from scratch. And over the last 11 years, in teaching this in the classroom, and the last 3 years through the social enterprise, we've really fine-tuned a simple 8-step methodology of teaching students eight steps with a bunch of micro steps on what exactly they need to do, depending on what they are interested in doing in their careers. Because what we found is this methodology is agnostic to any type of major, any student of any age, any background, pursuing any type of industry. Fundamentally, the Career Launch curriculum is about building relationships with professionals, and so that is our focus. Is we want to impact a million students through our partnerships by 2025. So our mission is to teach students this 8-step methodology so that they can create relationships from scratch and access the hidden job market.
Such a huge need for this in the space, and really do appreciate what you're doing through Career Launch and for all the information shared so far today. This episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're visiting with Sean O'Keefe, the founder and chief impact officer of Career Launch, and also the author of his new book, Launch Your Career, How Any Student Can Create Relationships with Professionals and Land the Jobs and Internships They Want. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. O'Keefe, does the Career Launch method truly work for any student, whether it be community college, a four-year university, or any age, introverts, et cetera? Get into some details there. I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Our first partnership outside our home university was with the Hispanic Foundation, which has students in colleges and universities throughout the United States, East Coast, South, Midwest, West Coast, et cetera. We serve students from all over. Then our next partnership after that was with a community college in Southern California with their adult education division. And at the time, we weren't sure that the method was going to work because the method was born of my personal experience and then through teaching it through the first 8 years of my teaching at Santa Clara University. where it's mostly Gen Z students at a private school. And so bringing this to community college adult education, we were very upfront with that partnership and said, hey, we don't have any data with this student population yet. Good things happened. We found out that the method truly is agnostic to students from any age, any background, any school, two-year, four-year school, public, private, et cetera. And that pilot went so well that it turned into a 10-college regional relationship with 10 community colleges throughout Southern California. And to move on to speaking about the actual method, so eight steps. Step one is discernment. And the goal of step one is to identify 10 organizations that you might want to work for. Oh, and by the way, you have listeners who probably aren't students. You could play the recent college grad card. You can play, the ambitious, professional card. It works best for students because society likes to help students more than they like to help non-students. But the methodology can be tweaked to also apply this if you're a non-student. But step one is discernment. Make a list of 10 organizations you might want to work for. And that list could change, but let's just take some action in a Google Doc, in a Microsoft Word doc, and on a piece of paper, write down 10 organizations. Because you mentioned introverts and student people with imposter syndrome. I've been one of those students. One of the biggest things we find is that we have to do four major things at a high level before we get to the eight steps. Provide permission, provide step-by-step guidance, provide motivation and accountability. And so all four of those ingredients are needed for students to want to step out of their comfort zone, because this methodology, the core of it, is teaching students how to take action and reach out to people they never met. So the best way to get that going is to write down 10 organizations. So that's step one. Step two is to identify 25 people that could be strategically beneficial or helpful to the student or to the person. And so we say, take five of the organizations, government agencies, companies, social enterprises, et cetera, from your top 10 list, and let's take five of those organizations and identify five people. Well, some students go, well, wait, I want to work for this organization that has 5,000 employees or 20,000 employees. You want me to identify five? And that's the part where we say, okay, yeah, you probably don't want to reach out to the CEO or the 23-year-olds. You probably want to identify people at that, mid-level management layer. And so we teach students, through the curriculum on how to utilize tools like LinkedIn and company websites and Clearbit and other tools to identify the right people, find email addresses free and ethically, identify the main phone number of the organization, and put that information down into, the Launch Your Career workbook or onto a spreadsheet. Step three is personal brand. There's some things about personal brand that students have to take care of to maximize their chances of getting a yes from a professional they never met. And one of those things is create an email signature on their email address. So as professionals, it's very commonplace for professionals to have an email signature at the bottom of every email that we send. For students, that's not that common, but if students are going to reach out to a professional, that's a key ingredient to getting a yes. And if that email signature can have their major or program of study, their school, and a link to their LinkedIn URL, because we found through qualitative research that professionals, if they get an email from a student they've never met, and there's an email signature and there's a LinkedIn URL to that student's LinkedIn page, we've done 30-plus of these qualitative interviews. 100% of the time when the professional says, we ask the professional, was there an email signature? Did it have a LinkedIn? Did you click it? 100% of the time they say, yeah, I clicked it. And that gave me comfort to say yes to taking a meeting, a 20-minute meeting with someone I never met. So that's step three is personal brand. Step four is outreach. What do you actually say in a cold email? And do you actually pick up the phone at some point? Do you send a LinkedIn message? What do you do first? If you don't get a yes, if you get ghosted, you get a no, how do you handle that? And if it's getting ghosted and not getting a response, how many days do you wait until you follow up? And when you follow up, what mode of communication do you use? We figured out a formula over the last 11 years of what method works best, and we share that in the book and in the workbook. and through our programs when we partner with universities with our micro learning programs and such. Step five is preparation. Now, once you set up a career conversation, we want to teach our students and our audience, what do you say, what do you wear, when do you arrive, if it's in person, or if it's a video chat platform you've never used before, how to make small talk, what questions to ask. If you only have 20 minutes, which should you prioritize? Step six is advanced preparation. And we call that out separate from step five, you know, normal preparation, because one of the best things that we can teach our students, our audience, is that, yeah, you not only want, you want to prepare to make sure that the professional feels like you respected their time, but you also want to end the conversation on a high note with a mutually agreed upon next step. And so we have different students and different people who reach out and set up career conversations. They have different goals. Some students aren't trying to get an internship or a job. They're simply wanting to learn and discern and explore career paths and learn from other people. So if that's the goal, we have some recommended questions on how to, you know, end the conversation. If a student is trying to get an internship or a full-time job, then we have a different sequence of questions that we suggest they end the conversation with. So that's step six. Step seven is effective follow-up. Of course, anyone should send a thank you email within 24 hours, but we found over the last 11 years there's four more things that students or anybody should do over the next 1 to 3 months to truly cultivate a relationship and not just make the 20-minute conversation a one-time transaction. So we're big on cultivating and building relationships from this initial career conversation. And then step eight is once someone lands an actual formal interview, how to do a great job, convey value, and land the position.
I got to tell you, that is absolutely awesome. And those eight steps right there, the information shared on the career launch method, there's a lot of takeaways from that alone that you can apply to anyone. So thank you so much for that. As we conclude, what is the career launch readiness assessment, and who would actually, who should use it?
Yeah, it's another teaching tool. It's a quick way to assess one's readiness to actually embark on this journey of being proactive to cultivate relationships and access to hidden job markets. So we found over 11 years of student evidence and through research that there's five key areas, or you can call them competencies, that are needed to be effective in doing outreach and accessing the hidden job market. And so there's a 40-question assessment. It's a formative assessment, which is different than like a Myers-Briggs personality assessment or like a StrengthsFinder assessment that looks at your top five strengths. Those are what's called a summative assessment. Our assessment is formative, meaning it's a teaching tool. And we allow anyone who takes the assessment to take it up to three times, because we want students and assessment takers to, you know, take the assessment, read the book, read the workbook, utilize the resources, go through our micro learning if you're part of one of our, you know, college partners, participate in group coaching opportunities. And then at the end of that experience, take the assessment again and look at your gains. And so we were big on trying to provide multimodalities, because we know that one of the scariest concepts we can ask students or people at large to do is, number one, is public speaking. That's well known and documented. And two is asking people and students to reach out to people they never met and ask for a conversation. So we're trying to we've figured out some best practices on how to help students and others step out of their comfort zone. And so the assessment is just one more modality to help the career launch community take action sooner rather than later.
Mr. O'Keefe, really appreciate what you're doing through Career Launch and all the information shared here today and introducing it to our audience. If listeners wanted to get in contact with you or to get more information on your book, Launch Your Career, where's the best place to get all the details?
Oh, yeah, thank you. So our website is careerlaunch.academy. Careerlaunch.academy is our website. Launchyourcareerbook.com is the book website. You can also find the book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, Target. Any major retailer carries the book, Launch Your Career. But if there's anyone that runs a nonprofit or part of a college or university, the website you'd want to go to is www.careerlaunch.academy.
And that certainly works. And Mr. O'Keefe, really appreciate, again, what you do. And we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast. And thanks again for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Sean O'Keefe, the founder and chief impact officer of Career Launch. He's also the author of Launch Your Career, How Any Student Can Create Relationships with Professionals and Land the Jobs and Internships They Want. It for all the details, visit careerlaunch.academy or careerlaunchassessment.com or careerlaunchbook.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com.